So the title of this little one is Weakness. The whole point of weakness is that he brings you to a place of vulnerability, insecurity, and inadequacy. I can't. Perfect, as far as he's concerned. Uncomfortable for you? Extremely. Perfect for him, though. He can move in. He isn't going to make you strong, beloved. Don't ask for it. That needs to be settled. He's never going to give you something that will keep you at a distance from him, keep you not needing him. He's going to be your strength. He's going to be for you everything you need, but it's going to be all him. And this is that. Your insecurity and inability equal his opportunity. Nice one, eh? He's making you weak so that you develop submission, patience, dependence, perseverance, endurance, fortitude, faith, grace, mercy, humility, and gratitude. All those lovely things. Oh my, you become so grateful that you are no longer strong, but weak. No longer self-confident, but leaning on the beloved. Now you sing with the joy of the Lord when you're in difficulties, and you thank him because you know he's right there with you in the midst of it all. You know that for every problem there is a provision. So you wait confidently. I know you. It's here somewhere. I'll just wait till I see it. You're confident. You stop trying to escape, and you trade it for another E word. Embrace. You embrace the cross with joy, knowing that Christ is being formed in you. You rejoice when you see your old man being killed off. You're no longer screaming to be delivered, but jumping for joy at the relief of walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh or your carnal nature. You really can begin to say, it is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me, and know this increasingly is the truth. After the cross comes resurrection life. Christ is formed in you. Resurrection life springs forth from you. Rivers of living water flow from you, refreshing others. And you love them as he does. You see everything from his perspective. You receive the wisdom that comes from above all the time. In this life, you're reigning over yourself and your circumstances. You put the enemy to flight. Your name is known in hell. Your flesh is under control. You are walking with the Lamb. You're getting the hang of it. There's a place in God reserved for you that he wants you to have that will make others say you're so far out, you'll never get back. Indeed, you are absolutely right. This is the place of breakthrough and follow through. Living from heaven to earth, not the other way round. Now you don't have a breakthrough and lose it, but you have the strength to follow through. Now you lead others the same way you've gone, helping them to break through and follow through. There's a place here where the mysteries hidden in God are being revealed to you. He calls you friend. You call yourself his love slave. The circle is nearly complete, this time around anyway.